Chuck, you ready to go?
Chuck, Chuck, mother chucker, Chuck, Chuck, mother chucker.
Hey everybody, this is Miles.
This is Harry Miles Tidal and his wife Beater. Yeah. Miles had his camera on again, unfortunately.
This is probably Cornelius.
Yeah, that's what you look like. You can look like fat Cornelius.
Cornelius.
These apes have got too much to eat.
They're
eating too much corn.
If this is the best they've got, we'll be ruining this place in 6 months.
That's right. We'll be ruining the place.
Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston. There you go.
Should have kept on the camera for that one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No thanks. Holy moly.
Holy moly.
Yeah, I think your wife's got to look at that every day.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she's wondering where she went wrong.
Mm-hmm. She's thinking, yeah, about 21 years ago. That's where I went wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should have went to the enchantment under the sea dance.
So she wished she didn't, apparently.
Yeah.
So, or that's what you call it, the enchantment under the sea. So how's it going? Everybody's doing well there, I guess. So.
Yeah. Everyone's fine. Yeah.
Well, I had an interesting week.
Yes.
Yeah. I got called up for jury duty.
Oh my God. How many times?
It's not been many, really, but more than I like, because I don't want anything to do with jury duty. But
five, I would say for you, right?
How many?
This is about your sixth time.
Well, this is my third time in 13 years that I can recall.
Oh, I thought you had more than that.
Well, and then when I was in St. Louis, I got called up twice, so it'd be my fifth time in 20 years, I guess. 22 years.
Oh.
That's not that much, right?
I don't know.
How many times have you been called up for jury duty?
Twice, I think.
Twice? Okay. Well, in St. Louis, I got called up more regular. It was like, they really like went through people over there. Here in Illinois, it's only been, this will be the third time. Now, unfortunately, I got placed on a jury.
What?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
I've never been placed on a jury. I've been called up for jury duty, what did I say, five times?
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, let's go back. It used to be in Illinois a long time ago, Uncle Miles, that if you didn't register to vote, you wouldn't get jury duty.
Right.
I never registered to vote.
Right.
So I never got jury duty.
They did away with that.
Yeah, they did away with that. So now if you got a driver's license, you can get on jury duty, right?
Right.
In Illinois. And so I left Illinois, went to Missouri. I lived there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I got called up. I lived in the city. When I lived in the county, I never got called. I lived in the city, I got called twice. One time I never got asked to do anything. I just had to hang out in the Warsaw Ghetto, or whatever you want to call it. It's like,
hey, you want a rat?
Yeah, it was just, it's just this pitiful building that they use to house everybody for jury duty. And it's just, you know, it's like two toilets for two floors of people, you know what I mean?
That's not right.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's terrible. So, needless to say, it was a bad experience. And then the second time I got called in St. Louis, I actually got called to be on a jury. Right. It just so happened that somebody I work with, who I didn't even know and was in there, got called for the same jury.
Yeah.
And so we got canceled out because, you know, they don't like anybody to know anybody.
Right.
So that was it. Then I moved back to Illinois. And the first time I got called for jury duty, I they called me the day before, the day before, and said, "Oh, don't bother coming in."
Mm-hmm.
And I had to quiz them because, you know, it's perjury or whatever if you don't go show up.
Right.
And I'm like, am I going to get in trouble? I mean, this isn't official at all. Some lady just saying, "Oh, don't bother."
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, are you sure? I mean, if I don't show up, they'll send a, you know, if I get pulled over, I'll get taken in.
Right. You don't screw around. Yeah, right.
I know. And so she finally convinced me after like about 5 minute conversation.
All right. It's all right.
It's all right. Settle down, you know. And then the last time, I guess maybe I made them change the rules because they made everybody show up.
Yeah.
And then when I got up there, they just said, "Oh, just go home. There's nothing to do."
Mm-hmm.
So I went home. This time, dun, 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 I show up. There's something to do.
Oh, no.
So I get called for the jury pool. And there's a thing called voir dire. I don't know if you're familiar with it. Voir dire, you ever hear of it?
Voir dire.
Voir dire.
Voir dire.
It's yeah. where the attorneys get to question the potential jury people about all their stuff, and then they get to pick the jury out of the pool.
Right.
So so we had like truck driver lawyer versus like Conrad Bain from Different Strokes lawyer.
Yeah.
So it's already my head was reeling, you know what I mean?
Didn't you watch any shows like CSI? Murder, She Wrote.
They're asking everybody all these questions, and nobody wants to be there. It's just a horrible situation. You know, you've got your disgruntled, you got your you know, severely uneducated.
Yeah, your neighbors.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're supposed to answer all these questions honestly. You have to take an oath before you do voir dire. And, you know, that you're going to answer all their questions, you know. And if you don't feel like answering them in public, which you're answering them in front of all the rest of the potential jurors, then you can go talk to the judge. Oh, my God. So, anyway.
Have you ever touched yourself in a way that...
So
was pleasing.
Yeah. So the truck driver lawyer was the prosecuting attorney, right?
Right.
And he asked everybody the same like five questions. It took for fucking ever. And so then the Conrad Bain. Then we go to lunch. Come back from lunch. Conrad Bain says he asked just a very few questions to a very few people. Unfortunately, I was one of those people.
Ma'am, how do you...
That's right. Ma'am.
I'm not a woman. Bobber.
So, and then I get picked for the jury. So yeah. I'm like, all these other people get to go home. I'm like,
May I ask what questions were asked, or...
Yeah, I think there's a couple questions. Well, number one, have you ever had a lawsuit? And I answered yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I hurt myself in yes. college, and I sued the school.
Yes.
Because I bent my knee backwards.
And you lost horribly.
No, actually, they settled. Did you not know this?
Wait, I didn't get no free lunch from this? Wait a minute, what?
You weren't even there.
wait, no.
They settled. I didn't get, personally, I didn't get hardly anything. But it paid for all my medical bills, and it paid for the lawyer. So
there you go. Yeah.
So, and I met, you know, they asked me about that, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I didn't get into numbers because I couldn't remember. It was, you know, back in the early 90s, so.
Oh, about 500,000.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. It was very minimal. I basically paid for my surgery and my lawyers, so. But anyway, so then the other question was, has anybody close to you been in a terrible accident?
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
You got to answer truthfully. And, you know, my brother, you have been in a terrible accident.
Yes.
And it hurt me deeply, even though I didn't know you.
But still.
No, my brother was in a terrible accident. Yes. And so, you know, I divulged that. And so then next thing I know, you know, Jed's a millionaire. I'm on the jury.
Oh, boy.
So I'm like, you know, I almost didn't say anything because, you know.
Answering yes got you on the train.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, the fact that I didn't get any money in my lawsuit, and then I was sympathetic because, you know, my brother was injured.
Oh, gee, right. Okay. Right.
So, anyway, I'm on the jury. Now, this is the best part.
Okay.
I think I'm okay to talk about this now because it's over with.
Yeah.
Case is done, right?
Right.
But I will change the names to protect the guilty or innocent, as the case may be. So, you know, you go there, and I cannot help. They always ask you, can you be impartial and all this kind of crap, right?
Yeah.
And the reality is everybody, the moment you are on the jury, you're judging everybody.
Right.
So you don't even know anything about this case. You're judging everybody. So I got truck driver lawyer, I got Conrad Bain. Truck driver lawyer, his clients are this really elderly couple, you know, retired couple that look like, unfortunately, look like Archie Bunker and Archie Bunker's sister.
You dingbat!
But they're married. Right?
You dingbat.
You dingbat.
Look at that meathead up there.
Oh, this is a courtroom.
So, and then the defendant with Conrad Bain is this very cute, like 20-year-old girl.
All right. Innocent. Innocent.
I knew you would say that.
He did not do this. There's no way in hell a cute girl like that did that.
So, she is. You know, she looks very nice. She looks very snooty.
Would she be Blair from The Facts of Life?
Oh, no. She was above a Blair, even.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, above a Blair.
It's like Kristen. I can't think of her name.
What's that?
Can't think of her name. But,
but anyway, no, I mean, she was very, looked very, you know, upper crust or whatever. What?
Audrey Landers?
No. She wasn't like a bimbo or anything.
Oh,
She was like
Kate Jackson.
Yeah, in that vein, I suppose. But she wasn't that old. But yeah.
Younger.
Yeah, yeah. But she looked very, very snooty. So I'm like, all right, what's up with this? You know, this poor girl did something to these poor old people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Conrad Bain is the snooty lawyer. You know, and they got the truck driver lawyer. And so then the case starts. I mean, you go right into it. You get picked on a jury. They throw you in that goddamn box, and they start talking, you know?
Got the monkey high. I'm BJ.
That's right. So, yeah. And the judge was a woman who was very funny, very funny. I'm all glad you got our invitation to come here today. You know, stuff like that. She was very funny. She's an older lady judge.
Yeah.
A very good judge. So I liked her. I thought she was had the right amount of gravitas and humor. So
I don't keep me around because I'm beautiful.
That's right. Well, she wasn't. She was like Selma Diamond, except bigger.
Yeah, I'm bigger.
So, so anyway, so that's the courtroom, right?
Right.
And we got a bailiff who looks like, do you remember the Disney, old Disney cartoons with the little fat ranger?
Right.
Remember that guy?
Right.
That's the bailiff. So that's the courtroom, and we're jumping into testimony. Lo and behold, my, you know, preconceived notions are shattered. Here's the lawsuit. You ready for the rundown here?
Here, lay it on me. Lay it on me.
Okay. This girl got into an accident with this elderly man, mm-hmm. right? Not the wife, just the man.
Right.
At an intersection, and she's admitted to being responsible for the accident already, and that court case is, there was no court case for that. She said, she's paid, right? Or her insurance is paid.
Right.
So what happened was this guy, suppose, you know, said he hurt his shoulder in this accident. And now he's suing for this shoulder problem that he's got now.
All right.
This is 4 years after the original accident.
Right.
We're sitting in this courtroom.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, you're asking yourself, okay, so it's this elderly man and his wife were the plaintiffs, right?
Right.
Well, the wife is suing for lack of services from the husband.
Okay.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I...
So, Archie Bunker's wife, not Edith, his sister, looks just like...
Oh, my God.
...is suing because he can't do it because his shoulder got hurt.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. How could you not laugh?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Let me stab myself in the leg with a pen.
That's what everybody was doing. The whole jury is sitting there in, like, shock. I mean, this guy...
Oh, my God, no.
This guy is not... I mean, I swear to God, he looks like older than Archie Bunker when he was older. You know, he's like... Yeah. I think he was somewhere in his mid to late 60s, but he looks like he's in his mid to late 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, and he shuffles around.
Yeah. Right?
And she's got a walker, and they're suing because he can't complete.
Oh, boy.
And their lawyer is a truck driver.
Yeah.
And his wife, by the way. He had two lawyers. Truck driver and truck driver wife.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. Everybody, I could just tell, was just like, what? Why are we here? What are we doing? So then we proceed to go into testimony about his injury and how it's affecting his love life.
Oh, no. No. With this donut and hot dog.
That's right. I'm going to show you. I'm missing. I can't hit the hole. I'm missing.
With the puppets there, could you show us of a before and after?
I think they may have had a better case had they used puppets.
Oh, my God.
But unfortunately, they used words. Guilty. What?
Not guilty.
Yeah. So he proceeds, the most hilarious thing is, so the guy is up there and his wife is like all acting all embarrassed, right? Oh, he's going, yeah, we do it like twice a week. Now we can't do it, you know, but like
he's blaming it on the accident.
He's blaming it on the accident. He is.
Yeah.
Because his shoulder don't work and she likes it when I'm on top, and he goes on and on.
Why don't he just be able to trade out the wife and take on the defendant?
Yeah, there you go. And, no problem at all.
Problem solved.
Yeah, I don't think so. Oh. I don't think she would have agreed to that. But So, you know, on and on and on. Well, he also mentions afternoon delight.
Oh, jeez. No.
Yes. So now we get, you know, there's all this courtroom crap, and so when we get dismissed, we gotta go into the jury room while they do stuff, you know, and come back in and out.
You don't mean screwing, right? I mean,
I mean they're talking or whatever. So we all go into the jury room, and this one guy cannot hold it together. He's singing Afternoon Delight, he's laughing, everybody's laughing. That's right. And so he's being a goofball, and we're all like laughing hard. And next thing you know, knock on the door. Everybody like freezes up like they're kids. Oh, my phone's ringing.
That was a lady.
Everybody freezes up like they're kids in school because we thought we got caught for laughing.
Yeah.
But it was, and it was something else. They weren't even, they weren't worried about it. And, so... it's so embarrassing, right? I'm just embarrassed with everybody, and it's just terrible. So this goes on for 2 days. The wife finally has to testify. She's more graphic than the husband.
Oh, no.
Telling everybody how she likes it.
Oh, no. I like a trip down the dirt road.
Meanwhile, Conrad Bain and Cutie Pie over there are looking, you know, like not the, you know, they're looking embarrassed. And so finally we get to the end of this, you know, fiasco, and we all have to go in and determine, you know, what the verdict is. A civil case, the verdict is.
Right.
So I'm looking around a table, and I'm like, you know, everybody's just kind of shaking their heads in disbelief. They can't believe this is here. We have to deal with it. Guess how much they wanted in total? So for the husband and the wife and the shoulder and the sex.
Oh, my. $500,000.
Well, that would have been a good one. But see, the truck driver attorney set it out to be like a low amount. This is the minimum.
Yeah.
You know, you can go as high as you want. Here's the minimum.
Yeah.
$160,000.
Yeah.
These people went on and on about how they, you know, are retired and their kids are out of the house and all this kind of stuff, and they just want to be together. And oh my God, I'm thinking, but the problem was, then how old are your kids? Oh, they're like, they're my age. They're 45, 46. I'm like, they've been out of the house for 20 years.
Jesus.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my Lord. So anyway, we all had to come up with, you know, a decision. Oh. So yeah. do you want to take a stab at what our decision was?
Please not guilty. Please not guilty.
Well, there wasn't a matter of guilt or innocence for this case. It's a civil case.
Oh, okay.
So the conditions were, you know, for him was the shoulder and pain and stuff like that, and loss of service to his wife. The wife was just loss of service from her husband. And so you had to decide on each one of these little counts.
Yeah.
So now he did hurt his shoulder. We'll be, you know, honest. His whole shoulder did get hurt. He's an older guy.
Give him $5,000 for his shoulder.
There you go. So, well, it ended up being he had some other doctor bills they were, you know, claiming and so forth. So, but he got about $30,000 for the shoulder. Nothing for anything else.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord! We came out and everybody, and you know, revealed the. You know, the foreman revealed, or the judge revealed for the foreman, and the truck driver guy was just about ready to explode. The truck driver lawyer, it was wild. Because, I mean, they got nothing, basically.
Yeah.
Comparatively speaking, they got nothing, so.
So but, to put yourself through all that, you're going to, oh my God, I'd be like.
Hey, guess how much I got for being there?
$12.
Yeah, 20 bucks for the 2 days.
$20? Okay, well, that's all right.
No, it's $10 a day now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been saying, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot you said 2 days. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 2 days, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord. It was just... I cannot believe this. I mean, it is abomination.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, we're in deliberation for this whole thing.
Yeah.
And several of the guys are like, I'd be happy if I got twice a week from my wife.
Nice.
And then there's this poor guy. He was like 70-something.
Oh, my
God. On the jury. Everybody's looking at him. And he's like, what's everybody looking at me for?
Herb, could you tell us a little bit about your, you know?
Yeah, he was quite funny. But I will tell you, I would have not thought this going into it, right? It was probably, it was like a little teetered toward the male side, right? For the men and the women on the jury.
Yeah.
It was like 7 and 5 or something like that, 7 guys.
Right.
The harshest people on that jury were those women.
Oh my God.
They were harsh, as harsh as anything.
Why?
I wouldn't be effing that guy. Anyway, I can't believe.
Oh my God, it's so disgusting.
He should be lucky that anything happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just like, what?
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. I was like, holy moly, these people are too much.
Right.
So.
Right.
It just was wild, though. I was like, This is what jury duty is, huh? Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's really a lot to take in.
Well, yeah, you should have been there.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
I don't know what you would have done. You couldn't have helped yourself.
This young lady's innocent. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. I know you would have said that right off the bat. She looked like, do you remember the original Back to the Future?
Remember
Marty's girlfriend in the very first one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was cute like that.
So two or something.
Yeah. No, no, Elizabeth Shue was in the second one.
Oh.
Some other lady was in the first one. So.
Marty Cox?
No, I don't know who her name is. She's nobody.
Yeah, okay.
Well, so, yeah, I couldn't believe it, though. I'll
take your head now.
I'm agreeing with him.
Okay. Well, you always agree with Bob. It doesn't.
So, Daisy, will you be harsh on a jury like that with this?
She didn't hear, she just walked in.
She didn't hear it?
Would be.
You would be? Okay, that's good enough for me.
Bob was on the. Well, I'll tell her later. I don't. Everyone's already heard this.
No, I'll tell her quick. I'll tell her real quick. Can you hear me?
Give her the TV guide version of it.
All right. The TV guide version is it has on a case where this elderly, and I mean retired in their late 60s, couple was suing a person they were in an accident with for. The lady was never in the accident, but her husband was, and so the husband was suing for injuries and a lack of service to his wife, and the wife was suing because she was getting no service from her husband at this point.
No money, sorry.
Yeah, but the thing is, his junk didn't get hurt, just his shoulder.
Nope.
He didn't even hurt his junk.
All right, you're out of luck.
He says the guy was like Archie Bunker, and the wife was like Archie's twin sister.
Oh, jeez.
I was just telling Miles, I'm like,
see some data on this. What was it happening before the accident? Versus
well, I guess
accident?
They all went into that. They
yeah, much. They did go into it, yes. Well, he was getting it twice a week before the accident in his late 60s there, so. Good for him.
Excuse me.
So, yeah, those women were harsh, though. I could not believe.
Happened with Bob Romantic.
That's right. That's what they were saying. It was terrible.
Wouldn't do him for $1 million.
This guy's like, this one guy says, I got 3 kids and a lock on my door, and I get nothing. I don't know what he was getting at there, but
would you like to elaborate?
Yeah, it was the weirdest thing. I was just like, this is not real. That's the whole thing I was doing. I was looking around thinking, this is not real. I don't know what you would have done on that. Well, I know what you would have done on that.
I've been looking at the defendant the whole
time. Yeah, that's what you would have done. Yeah. You would have been like raising your hand. Is there any way we could hear more about the defendant's sex life,
please? Kristen Bell, please speak up, please.
That's right. No, she didn't say a word. She never said anything. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. No. So that was a weird one. That was my jury duty experience.
That was a weird one.
I'm not looking forward to going back.
Yes.
Next time I'll let you go in my stead.
Oh, if it's like that, hell yeah, I'll go with, man.
Okay.